be earning £25,000 a year, and meanwhile the rest of us paying tax to keep you.
I've worked from the age of 16 right up until what's happened to me. I've been out to work, college. When my eldest son was a nipper, I went back, put him in daycare and went out and did them.
So if you listen to what Edwina said there, she said the rest of us are paying taxes for people like you.
I'm claiming what I've paid in, thank you very much. I worked hard for the last 20 years.
No.
And I don't feel, it's awful. You're right, it is awful.
So Edwina, in these times, you don't think she deserves to be supported?
I've met people who need it a lot. I've met people in many, many circumstances, people in my advice bureau who need it a lot, people who are disabled in many ways. I mean, may I ask how old you
47.
Are? You're 47. Yeah. Right. You're not going to be able to draw a pension these days until you're 65. So you're talking about another 18 years on benefits?
No, not at all. That's not my intention.
So what are you going to do to help yourself?
I've gone back into education. I do maths on a Thursday afternoon.
I think Georgina, what Edwina was really hinting at is that you could be working at something and you could be paying your way
a little bit. No, that doesn't make sense because I could go out there.
Do you not feel duty-bound to work?
Of course I feel duty-bound to, but I also don't think I should walk in the job centre and think, I'll just take that job, just so the government can say, oh, look, we've got all these people off benefits now, and just keeps...
If you did something, then you'd be able to buy your son that extra jumper.
It's not that tunnelled vision. It's just not that straightforward. Of course it's easy to say, let's get a line of people and take...
It's not easy. Hang on.